The Gist. I usually don't pick favorites, but Precision Life is my favorite ongoing effort. Why? Because instead of running from these diseases, Precision Life is running towards them. And it hopes to use its work with ME/CFS and long COVID to showcase what it can do. Precision Life could be described as doing genetics on steroids. First, they determine which combinations of gene variants and mutations are associated with an increased risk of getting ME/CFS or long COVID. Then they determine the biological pathways they affect. Next, they look for the mechanisms driving those pathways and the drugs that can tweak them. They identify patient subsets most likely to benefit from those drugs and work to secure funding for clinical trials. I talked with Precision Life CEO and co-founder Steve Gardner earlier about Precision Life's exciting earlier study. This new study, which included 8 times as many ME/CFS patients from the DECODE ME biobank, was something else indeed. The growth of the findings was not linear. It was more exponential. They didn't find 8 times more genes associated with ME/CFS. They found 140 times more genes. You might think the more the better, but it would have been easier for all of us if fewer genes had been uncovered. The large number of genes involved in ME/CFS means it's a highly polygenic disease, in which thousands of genes in different combinations work together to increase the risk of developing it. Steve said that untangling this mess and deciphering the signals driving the subsets in ME/CFS is like trying to understand what 250 people speaking English, Spanish, Italian, or French are saying in a room. In fact, it's not a surprise. Everything we've known about ME/CFS suggests it's a highly complex, heterogeneous condition. It's also not alone in its high polygenicity. Many other diseases share that. Untangling what's going on in complex chronic diseases is Precision Life's bread and butter. That is what it was made for, and as we'll see, it appears to be making good progress in ME/CFS. Precision Life identified 259 candidate core genes that their data shows play major roles in disrupting the biological pathways involved in ME/CFS. The biological pathways in which those genes are most engaged made sense with what we know about ME/CFS. They included neurological dysregulation, inflammation, cellular stress responses, and calcium signaling. ME/CFS's high degree of polygenicity indicates that stratifying ME/CFS patients for clinical trials is essential. Steve Gardner straight out said that, quote, "The chances are that most people with ME/CFS will not benefit from a clinical trial," end quote. That's any clinical trial. It doesn't matter what the treatment is. The ME/CFS is simply too genetically heterogeneous. One of those biological pathways that appears to play a big role in an ME/CFS subset involves TLR3, which is the target of the drug Ampligen. That suggests that Precision Life may be able to identify individuals most likely to benefit from it. The Precision Life paper identified a drug I'd never heard of called apremilast that may be helpful in an ME/CFS subset. Apremilast is particularly interesting because it affects both the innate immune system and neurons, and impacts both inflammation and cognition. Steve warned, though, not to try apremilast, unless you just happen to be in the apremilast subset, and there's no way to tell if you are. The odds are that not only will you not benefit, but you'll be hit with some nasty side effects. No one, he emphasized, should try this drug. Precision Life has identified over 40 drugs they believe may be helpful in specific ME/CFS subsets. They are not releasing this list to the public precisely because they fear people will try the drugs and be hurt by them. They are sharing their data with 8 or so research groups across the world in an attempt to get funding for pilot clinical trials. While ME/CFS and long COVID look identical on the surface, Precision Life's genetic analysis suggests that they share about 40% of the same genetic risks. That suggests that while some drugs will probably work in both diseases, other drugs will be disease-specific. Recently, Precision Life turned its approach on its head. Instead of focusing on people who had ME/CFS, they focused on people they believed were at an increased risk of coming down with ME/CFS, but never did. These are people with high levels of the genetic risk factors for ME/CFS and who were old enough to have been exposed to multiple pathogens over time, yet have remained healthy. They've been able to identify genes and treatments their data suggests are associated with, quote, disease resilience, end quote. In their disease mechanism work, Precision Life seeks to identify pathological disease-producing gene mutations and attempts to turn them off with drugs. In the disease resilience work, they're looking for genes they can turn on that will achieve the same purpose, returning the system to health. They were able, using their disease resilience work, to identify an enzyme in ALS that they could turn on, thereby reducing the production of toxic chemicals. That drug is now being used in Japan. Please note that Steve is not saying Precision Life will solve ME/CFS or long COVID. There is more to these diseases than the genes we are born with. It will take a village to solve these diseases, and he believes Precision Life's work will play an important part in doing that. The more genetic data Precision Life has access to, the better it will do. And we just got some really good news in that area. The ambitious Sequence ME and Long COVID project just got a big funding boost, £4.2 million, about $6.5 million, from the UK government. This huge effort aims to study the whole genome, 3.2 billion base pairs of 18,000 ME/CFS and Long COVID patients. The whole genome project is to decode ME's initial GWAS study, what a 1,000 power microscope is to a 10 power microscope. GWAS studies are like surveying a city by mapping its major intersections. WGS studies, on the other hand, map every street, alley, and building in full detail. The funding will allow Decode ME and its partners to fully sequence 6,000 ME/CFS patients. Producing Decode ME was no easy task, but with its own studies, the help its database has provided to Precision Life and surely other research groups, and now with this new funding, Decode ME shows how the impact of large-scale projects that address fundamental aspects of disease can just grow and grow. Health Rising will be following Precision Life's work closely. We can expect several papers to be published over the next 6 months. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can give one time or set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.